We're going to change gears here, starting off Mugs of the Morning, as we're going to dive in here to some political conversation.
A big shift in gears.
We have Governor candidate Breland Ridenour joining us. Did I pronounce that right, sir?
You pretty much did, 99%. You got it.
Now, you're out here in the western end of the state doing a little campaigning, but before we dive into your campaign in full force, can you give us a little bit of background on yourself, please?
Yeah, so I'm from northeast Nebraska, up north of the Wayne area. I currently live in Omaha. I'm an IT manager at a local company there in Omaha. It's been established for 50 years. You know, my background has been in all sorts of facets of IT and management and leadership.
Awesome. It's ironic that you're in IT. Our mayor here is IT up at the hospital.
Right.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I know I'd be in good company then.
Now, let's talk a little bit about your candidacy here. When did you decide to run for governor here in the state of Nebraska?
December 21st, 2020.
Okay.
When I made the official decision, I said, yes, let's do it. Let's pull the trigger on this. Let's attack it.
Okay. And what led to that decision? Is this something you've been thinking about for a while? Have you really been brewing on a career in politics?
Yeah, you normally just don't wake up in the morning and go, oh, heck, I'll go be governor.
No, you don't, Rick. You're absolutely right. No, it was not an overnight decision by any means. There was a lot of consideration, a lot of planning, and honestly a lot of prayer, too, just to be able to think and say, hey, is this where I need to be going with my life? Is this is where I should be going? I've always been involved in politics, always, from writing letters to speaking to candidates, to elected officials. I believe politics are extremely important. But the opportunity was available. I'm at a point in my life. I have the resources to be able to pull something like this off, and I believe I'm also at a point in my life where I've experienced a lot. I've been trained and have a lot of different knowledge that makes me a viable candidate, not only viable, but a good candidate, the right candidate for governor. Somebody who is willing to take a stand. I don't have any reputations to protect, no corporate or no political reputations to protect. Right? It's not because I wanted a career in politics. It's because I want to do my duty as a Nebraskan, as an American. Get in there, right? Make some good choices. Help Nebraska become better, and get out, and then let somebody else come in there and pave the way.
There you go.
What are your thoughts on our current governor, Pete Ricketts, and how his administration has done here ahead of their term limits?
Right. Well, the first obvious thing is he's much taller than I am.
But you might have a little more hair.
You might have more hair than a little bit. You're right. You're right.
You have to point that out because it's radio.
Yeah. Nobody can see me, fortunately. I think he's done a good job in many different areas. But to be honest and frank, there are some things that I would do differently, that I would disagree with him on some things, but ultimately I think he's done a good job, and I voted for him, and it's in no good riddance by any means. I'm glad to see what he's done, but I think we're ready to get somebody new in there, somebody with some fresh ideas, and that's what the founding fathers intended with how we elect people and how long they're there in their terms.
Absolutely. Now, if elected, would you feel confident working with Governor Ricketts' administration for a smooth transition, or even working with the governor down the road if need be, if it's going to benefit Nebraskans?
Absolutely. Look, Governor Ricketts has a lot of experience now. He's been in there for 8 years, two terms. He has a lot of knowledge of what's going on. I would absolutely more than welcome his advisory and his counsel and be able to work with him on a smooth transition. Absolutely.
Now, one of the toughest issues perpetually in Nebraska is property taxes.
Yeah.
What do you think about those?
I hate property taxes.
That pretty much sums it up.
Yeah. I mean, this is one reason why I'm running for governor, Rick, is because, I don't come from millions. I come from a middle class. I do well for myself, right? But I feel property taxes just like all of the Nebraskans, right? I literally just got a notice that my property taxes went up $238 a month. My property taxes have increased $100 a month every month or every year that I've owned my home. I owned it for old home, 76, built in 76, owned it for 7 years, and I pay $800 more now on my mortgage than I did before. How are Nebraskans affording this? This is insanity. Right. The only reason is because I've been ambitious in my career and I've been able to compensate for that. But it's a struggle, and I can only imagine what it's like for other Nebraskans. So it's a real problem. So how do we tackle that? Well, high level ideas here would be a consumption tax. I'm a big fan of consumption tax, right? We also need to...
If you use it, pay for it. I think that's the fairest type of tax there is.
Absolutely. I'm a big fan of the Fair Tax Act or the EPIC tax because that allows us to be able to consider those of lower income. I don't want to ignore those individuals. They're still Nebraskans. And so we can scale taxes based off of those who are in higher income to lower income to middle income as well. So I think that would be a great way to be able to tackle property taxes, as well as, of course, government spending. There's bloat everywhere. Let's be honest. I don't care how efficient you think you are. There's always bloat. There's always things that can be not necessarily cut, but reorganized, reallocated, get money to where it needs to go, where it's more efficient and more effective. And that's something I would be taking a very, very hard look at here in Nebraska.
Again, we have Breland Ridenour joining us here discussing his candidacy to replace Governor Pete Ricketts here. Let's talk a little bit about the legislature. Now, the makeup of the legislature is probably going to change before our next governor is sworn into office, but there's going to be some fixtures that are the same in there, obviously. Mm-hmm. How would you plan to work with the legislature on accomplishing things like our property tax issue or other issues that are going to arise here in the state?
Excellent question, Tristan. And you know, being a governor and being in politics really is you got to know people. And I know people. You got to work with people. First thing you do is, especially as a leader, you got to understand you're going to be leading people that they may not like you, right? And you may not like them, but you got to do it for the common good.
Sure.
And the first thing you got to do is you got to find common ground. Even those that are on the furthest left, right, you could say, well, how could you find common ground with something like that? Well, first off, the first obvious thing is, regardless of how you think of executing it and proceeding, we all want what's best for our people.
And with this individual that you're referring to specifically, you share constituents.
Mm-hmm.
Any legislator in the state of Nebraska shares constituents with the governor. So there's common ground right there as well.
That's absolutely right. So you got to start there, and you say, well, that's pretty simple, right? That's kind of elementary. Well, not necessarily, but you have to find common ground, and you got to start learning to kind of give and take. Now, I think the key thing that comes into what makes a good governor is understanding there's certain things that you just cannot compromise on. And one of those things is constitutional rights and personal liberties for Nebraskans. Those are things that I cannot compromise on, like the Second Amendment rights. We cannot compromise on those things. But there are other things that we can. And it's just having discussions, kind of like we're doing right now with people, not having some thick skin, not insulting each other, mm-hmm. but taking a firm stand where you need to, and then learning to negotiate. That's what you got to do with people. And you got to learn to respect those individuals, even if you completely diehard disagree with their ideology.
Now, you mentioned the Second Amendment. Obviously, it sounds like that's something that you're going to be firm on protecting here in the state of Nebraska. Mm-hmm. What are some other issues you're going to be firm on? Tell us about your stance on something like pro-life, for example.
Yeah, so I am a huge proponent, or I should say huge opponent against abortion. I believe life starts at conception. I don't believe that abortion is really even a political issue. It's a moral issue. And so with that kind of idea, I can attack it from a different method. But I don't want to come in here and say, okay, let's stop abortion, that's it. I want to look at, say, okay, let's stop abortion, but now let's fix the problems in our foster care system. All right, I've talked to Nebraskans who do this. I have the utmost respect for people who are foster care parents, who adopt children. We need to look at the system and say, how do we make it better? So if somebody has a child and they're not able to care for it, let's give them another alternative. Let's be smart about this, right? So that would be a big thing. Free speech, big thing. I don't like what's going on with the censorship with these social medias. I love what Governor DeSantis is doing in Florida. Mm-hmm. The guy is a trailblazer. We need people like him in every single state, you know. And he's doing it right. We need people to stand up. We have a lot of legislatures today that would agree with what Governor DeSantis is doing, and I believe we can do the same and very similar ideas he's implementing. We can do the same here in Nebraska.
I think, you know, DeSantis, Abbott in Texas, Norm in South Dakota, they got a good start.
They have a great start. And if we can get another governor in Nebraska who can stand with them and firm and united, and we can continue that movement, we can make a lot of change in our country, and we don't have to fear the federal government and that clown car that's rolling around up there. You don't have to fear their effects, because we can make a lot of good change here in America together.
And Governor Ricketts has stood pretty firm against our current administration in Washington. Mm-hmm. Do you plan to continue that if this administration continues to reign here in the U.S.?
Oh, 100%. Tristan, I'm going to be between Nebraskans and the federal government. Like I said, I have nothing to protect other than my own life. And even still, I mean, if I got to sacrifice that for my country in one way or another, I will. You know, and I know that sounds like political rhetoric, but it's not. It's true. And that's what I believe makes me the right candidate for this, is because I can position myself in there to fight for Nebraskans and to defend them against our federal government. And I have plans to do so.
Breland Ridenour joining us discussing his candidacy for governor here in the state of Nebraska. I think we all know there's a big divide between eastern Nebraska and western Nebraska.
Yeah.
How do you plan to address that divide if elected as governor, and how involved do you plan to be if elected in terms of touring the state and coming out here to the North Platte area and to the western end of the state?
Oh, I just thought of a good question to tag along with yours. I'll let him answer that one first.
Excellent. It's a large state. You know, I mean, for example, I'm out here today, mm-hmm. right? I didn't fly here. Like I said, I don't come from millions. I didn't take a private charter jet and plane to get out here. I drove. Okay, and I appreciate it. And I made some stops along the way to be able to...
Beautiful drive, I might add.
Yeah, oh yeah, absolutely. You know, my wife has the new Jeep where it can sense the lines on the road, you know, and it doesn't let you veer off. I'm thinking, man, this would work so well right now, because I'm literally driving straight for 283 miles. Yeah. But the countryside out here, though, is absolutely gorgeous. And the people are amazing. And I come from rural areas, so I really feel at home out here in the smaller areas, you know. But I love Lincoln and Omaha, too, don't get me wrong. But how do you bridge that divide? I understand where Nebraskans are coming from, saying, hey, we feel left out here. We feel ignored. I totally understand that. How do you breach that? You reach out. You get active with people. You start talking to them. I mean, that's what you do as a politician. You get together with people. And how do I do that? Is there's issues going on here in West Nebraska that are not affecting East Nebraska. The only way I'm going to know about that is by speaking to people, mm-hmm. inviting them, coming out here and traveling. I would like to make it a consistent scheduled thing to be out here that people can know, you know, Governor Ridenour is going to be out in West Nebraska. This is our time to make sure we connect with him, right? That's just one of many ways to be able to do that.
You had a piggyback on that question, Rick?
Yeah, you said there's definitely a difference between East and West Nebraska. I said, where's that line? Where do you think that line is? In my personal, I don't know if you know my background at all, but I'm the outdoor recreational writer for the area,
mm-hmm.
Both papers here in town. And I'm always in a battle with the Game and Parks, is they think the state line ends at York.
Mm-hmm.
And out here, you know, we're in a constant battle like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, just jokingly, I was going to say, where do you think that line is?
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, I'm from Omaha, so it's past Gretna is where it stops.
Probably.
Yeah. I completely understand. You know, and it is fascinating in to a certain extent to see the divide there, to see the diversity in our state, that we have so many different the culture just changes from one side to the other.
Definitely.
To a town and to outside that downtown or city. And I'm not naive to that, but I appreciate for what it is, and I respect the diversity we have in our state.
Now, let's talk about some of the other individuals that have thrown their hat in the ring here for the governor's race.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's mm-hmm. three other individuals that have officially thrown their hat in the ring. Jim Pinlin, University mm-hmm. of Nebraska regent. We have Charles Herbster.
Mm-hmm.
He's the only other candidate that's joined us here on KODY thus far. Businessman, advisor for former President Donald Trump, and then Omaha State Senator Brett Lindstrom.
Mm-hmm.
What are your thoughts on those three opponents of yours that we have in the race thus far?
Sure. There's actually another fourth one, Michael Connolly.
He's
from this area as well. What are my thoughts on them? I think, summing up, Tristan, I think they're all good guys. I've met them all except Jim Pillen so far. I think they're all good guys, but I don't think they're the right guys. Okay, because if I did, I wouldn't be running. I think they have some good ideas. I've spoken probably the most with Mr. Connolly and Senator Lindstrom.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have a lot of similar ideas. I think they're good guys. I don't think they're bad. But honestly, we're at a point today in Nebraska and in this country, I believe we don't need a Labrador in office. We need a bulldog. And that's the kind of breed that I'm offering to Nebraskans as a candidate, because I have a very strong backbone. I don't know where these other guys, I'm not saying they don't, but what I am saying, though, is that I have a backbone, and I'm willing to stand up, and I'm going to stand up for what's right, say what needs to be said, and do what needs to be done, right? But work with people and do the best that I can for Nebraska. You know, and so I don't know how they feel about that, and if maybe they would disagree in their stance, I don't know. But that's how I feel about it.
We'll find out. There's still a lot of time to be had on that campaign trail.
11 months, I think.
Yeah. About 11 months till primaries.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. It's quickly approaching. Now, if folks want to learn more about your campaign and your candidacy for governor, how can they do so?
Yeah, they can go to my website at ridenourforgovernor.com, R-I-D-E-N-O-U-R for governor.com. As well, I'm all over social media, especially Facebook as well. I know we all the censorship and everything, but hey, it's a free platform for me to be able to get out there. And so I stay very active there. Always reach out. They can email me on there. I make it a personal priority to be able to connect with people when they email me, not just from my campaign, but from me.
And you'll be speaking at Cody Park later today, is that right?
That is correct, at 5 p.m. today.
Okay, with the Lincoln County Republican Party, I believe.
So you get to hang around town all day.
I will be here. I have all sorts of appointments today, so absolutely. And everybody's welcome to be out there this evening, and I look forward to meeting as many Nebraskans as possible.
What type of food do you like to eat so we can give you a recommendation on where to go for lunch?
Well, American, of course. Beef?
Beef.
Give me some steaks. Give me some steaks, right?
Oh. You need to head to the Cedar Room.
Cedar
downtown
Room.
North
yeah.
Platte.
Yeah. I like Cedar Room. Okay.
It's just catty corner from us here, essentially. So.
Well, perfect. That makes it easy
just
for
up
me.
Up on the bricks, and that may be one of the better steaks in this part of the state.
Well, I look forward to it. You better than Omaha steaks?
Mm-hmm.
Excellent.
Mr. Ridenour, anything else you'd like to add this morning, sir?
I'm sorry, say again?
Anything else you'd like to add this morning?
Oh, no, I just really appreciate your guys' time today. It's a fantastic opportunity being out here. Just beautiful weather, beautiful place, beautiful people. This part of the state is just is amazing. So I really look forward to coming out here again and hope to meet you gentlemen again in the future.
We're glad to have
you
out here.
Welcome back, yeah.
Good
Thank
luck
you.
On the campaign trail.
Thank you so much.
More coming up on Mugs of the Morning after a quick break on KODY.